You're listening to In My Opinion with Denton Day on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Denton Day.
Back here in My Opinion with Denton Day. We talked a little bit about the Saints versus the Giants. Well, it's time to go in depth. With me on the line is Bob Rose from the Canal Street Chronicles and the Bio Blitz podcast. Bob, how you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, Denton. Thank you so much for having me on. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to have you on here. This Saints team has been fun for me to watch. I've been to New Orleans a couple times. I love the city down there. And they're playing some really, really good ball offensively. And that starts with Drew Brees, who's 418 yards away from breaking Peyton Manning's record. Bold prediction, do you think he gets it today?
I don't. I think he's going to fall a little bit short. They're going to have to pass the ball to win, like you just said. That running game is still struggling a little bit with consistency because Mark Ingram is still suspended. So they've had to throw the ball. He threw for over 400 yards against Tampa in the opener and a couple yards shy of 400 last week against Atlanta. So they actually might need him to break that record to beat New York, but I do think he's going to end up somewhere in the mid-300 range, and he'll probably break it next week on a Monday night home game against Washington.
And you mentioned that run game. I know everyone has been a big fan of Alvin Kamara, myself included, entering this season. But like you said, he struggled a little bit, only 47 yards per game here. What do they need to do today without Mark Ingram still to get that running game moving a little bit?
I really like their offensive approach last week against Atlanta. Coach Sean Payton knows that they're going to have to establish at least some sort of a running threat, even without Ingram into the lineup. To help keep a clean passing pocket for Brees. So what they did last week against the Falcons, they attacked the Falcons defense along the edge, and that helped get Kamara in space where, of course, that's hit where his skill set lies. When Ingram is in the lineup, they usually prefer to run over top of one of their guards. And keep it in between the tackles. But last week, getting Kamara in space, and they rushed for 143 yards against Atlanta. Now, that was bolstered by a couple of long runs. End around to Ted Ginn, and Taysom Hill had a long run or two. But I think that they're going to attack the Giants in that same way this week because the Giants are kind of big up front. And although I think New Orleans can handle their interior pass rush, I think they're going to find tough going in between the tackles trying to run the ball today.
As impressive as Drew Brees has been, the guy grabbing all the headlines has been Michael Thomas, who is quickly becoming one of my favorite guys to watch. 38 receptions and 398 yards through three games. What do you make of his impressive start? And do you think this is a pace that he will be able to withstand throughout the course of the season?
Oh, my gosh. I am so glad he is finally getting the attention and having his name lumped in with the Antonio Browns and Julio Joneses and Odell Beckhams as one of the top receivers in the NFL. He's been doing this in his third year, like you mentioned, and he had very impressive statistics over his first two seasons. He quickly became a favorite and a trusted target of Brees even midway through his rookie season. I do think he's going to be able to keep it to maintain a high pace. Obviously, the pace he's currently at would break pretty much every single season receiving record in NFL history. So you expect a little bit of a tail off. I would like to see the Saints get other complementary targets better involved. Ted Ginn, we saw some good things out of Tre'Quan Smith in the preseason, but we haven't not seen that in the regular season yet. If they're able to spread the ball around, that obviously helps the passing game. But Thomas is just one of those players that defenses are going to game plan to stop, and he's still going to get his catches and yards most weeks. He's nearly unstoppable in the intermediate routes. Such a hard worker, big, strong, physical, with underrated athletic ability. At this point especially, I would take him over any other receiver in the NFL.
So do you think he's the best receiver that Drew Brees has ever played with?
I do. And don't get me wrong, I was a big fan of Marcus Colston, a big fan of Lance Moore. But I think Thomas has a better skill set than anybody that Breeze has played with, like you said. And yeah, this is only the tip of the iceberg as far as his talents and upcoming accomplishments, I think.
Talking with Bob Rose from the Canal Street Chronicles and Bayou Blitz podcast. And as great as this Saints offense has been, Bob, their defense is not looking too high. One of the worst in the NFL, the worst in terms of points per game. What do they need to do to fix this and turn the ship a little bit in that direction?
Yeah, I think they need to get back to basics. Like you said, they have been an absolute sieve. Like a dam broke in the passing game. They can't stop anybody. More 40-yard plays than any other defense in the NFL up to this point. And it's baffling to a lot of us that follow the team or cover the team in any form, because the defensive personnel is the same as it was last year, with the exception of adding Demario Davis to bolster the athleticism in the linebackers. They're just getting torched downfield. They're not getting a real consistent pass rush up front. And if the quarterback has moved away from the initial pressure, that buys initial time for that secondary to break down, and they're already not playing well. The Giants, as you know, the Giants struggle in protecting Eli Manning, so I think it starts up front today. They have to get fast pressure on Manning, and I kind of look for the Saints defensive backs to get a lot more physical at the line of scrimmage with Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard to prevent them from getting open quickly. By doing that, hopefully the pass rush can get there and disrupt Manning, get him off his mark, and maybe hurry some throws. Lattimore, he got off to a slow start. He played pretty well last week, believe it or not. They started him off against Julio Jones. He pretty much will lock on to probably Odell Beckham later today. It's that other cornerback spot and the communication between the corners and the safeties on that back end where they're really struggling. If there's a bright spot that we can hold on to, remember that this defense really struggled in the first two games of last season as well. They gave up nearly 300 or over 350 yards passing before they kind of fortified themselves and shored the ship. So we're hoping that the same kind of thing is going to happen this season, but it's got to start today, like you mentioned.
And you mentioned that pass rush. The Saints have 6 sacks on the season. 4 of them have come from Cameron Jordan. Who needs to step up next to him in that pass rush to get pressure on Manning today?
Looking at 2 guys. Sheldon Rankins from the inside. He does have a sack already, but he's given the defense some nice interior push early in games. He just seems to have worn down later on. Number one draft choice in 2016. It looks like he's starting to tap into his potential and has been playing against the run really well. So you'd like to see him get some interior push against Manning in that pass pocket today. And then on the opposite side of Cam Jordan, Alex Okafor is a solid guy. Maybe not a high sack total, but he's going to give you some nice pass rush. And rookie Marcus Davenport, I mean, they invested and traded up to move to get him in the draft. He's playing better week by week. He only has 1 sack so far, but he's gotten some nice pressures in the last 2 games. I know he's dinged up coming into today's game. I think it's with a hip injury, but he is expected to play. The Giants' pass protection, particularly along the edge with those offensive tackles, that looks to be their weakest spot. You know you're going to get some nice play from Cam Jordan. You get that week in and week out. You hope that Okafor and Davenport can put some pressure on the other side, and especially Brankins is able to occupy the center and at least one of the guards on the inside. That gives the Saints some one-on-one matchups on the outside, and I like their chances there.
And coming in, they got Odell Beckham Jr., who was one of the best receivers in the league, but a guy that's yet to find the end zone for the Giants. Do you think the Saints keep him out of the end zone today?
Well, you certainly hope so. But given their statistics up to this point, their defensive statistics, it would not be surprising at all if Beckham were to find the end zone a couple of times. He's played the Saints, I think, twice in his career, and they have contained him from a yardage aspect. But like you said, he's unquestioned one of the top receivers in the NFL. So you expect him to get some catches and yards. If Lattimore matches up on him like a lot of us think will happen the majority of the game, That's going to be a must-see matchup. Lattimore does not give up a lot, and he doesn't give up a lot of scores outside of week one against Tampa Bay. So that Lattimore-Beckham matchup could be, should be, a key to the game. But I do expect Beckham to find the end zone at least once today.
And before I let you get out of here, I got to get your prediction on the game. Who do you think comes away with this one?
The Giants haven't scored over 30 points in 35 games, which is since the season finale of the 2015 season. That's mind-boggling considering the talent that they have offensively. Like you pointed out, Breeze in that passing game is on a roll. Peyton has them come out of the game very, or come out opening a game very aggressively, but they're taking care of the football too. Saints rarely play well when they come into New York, but they know that the pressure is going to be on Breeze and forcing a couple of turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. And since I do look for them to get back to basics and rely on their stars defensively, I think the Saints come out of this. I'm predicting 30-21 New Orleans.
Bob, I appreciate the time. Tell us where we can find the Bayou Blitz podcast at.
Well, and I thank you so much for having me on, Denton. It's been definitely my pleasure. Bayou Blitz podcast is through Saints News Network and www.saintspodcast.com, and also through the Spreaker app. Show is every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, but you can also listen to any of our past shows as well if you download any of those apps. I can also be found on Facebook under Bob Rose and Twitter at BobbyR2613. As well as through Canal Street Chronicle. So if you track me down through there, I can guide you into the Bayou Blitz or any of our articles as well.
All right, Bob, I appreciate the time. We'll stay in touch and catch up sometime soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much again.
That was Bob Rose from the Canal Street Chronicles and the host of the Bayou Blitz podcast. The Saints and the Giants, I'm expecting this one to be probably one of the more exciting matchups today. The over-under is 52.5 for this one, and Bob mentioned the Giants haven't scored over 30 in quite some time. I do think that changes today because that Saints defense is not exactly what it was at the end of last season. So I'm taking the over on the points, but I still think that the New Orleans Saints are going to be able to outlast the New York Football Giants and come away with a win there.